Torah Way, North West London, Wednesday the 6th of November 2019, Ches Chezran, Harav Gedalia Lieberman, on the subject of Kiddush Bebeis HaKnesses.
With 2 points. First of all, I'm starting, I see, 3-4 minutes late, so you lose the joke at the beginning, and I'll have to do in this place.
was that the joke?
That was the joke, yes. Okay. The Indian I want to do, I mean, the title Kiddush Bebeis HaKnesses, I'm not sure I'm going to do justice to the title. It's a little bit, usually I discuss more halacha lemaisa. This is halacha, but a little bit more lomdus, rather than pure halacha lemaisa, and I apologize if anybody was expecting halacha lemaisa.
Make kiddush
in shul. Yeah, we're discussing the kiddush based classes. I mean the kiddush Friday night, and not the kiddush that we have a kiddush in shul, as in etc. That the Danishes will have to remind us of the kiddush in shul. The Indian I want to discuss. I'm going to begin with the Gemara. Same with Gemara. I think it's quite a well known piece of Gemara. Maybe it's even been discussed before, but in base on Medrash Blei Chiddush, I'm sure each time it's Chazorah, there'll be something new as well. And I'd like to essentially ask a kasha and share with you 3 tirutzim. That's essentially the build of the shir, and hopefully we'll learn some things on the way. The Gemara is a Gemara in Arif Sochim. It's on Daf Kuf on the base. The Gemara says, Oysom in Odom Shekidjo Beis Knesses, the people who made Kiddush in Shul. Rashbam explains over there that that's the Kiddush, Shemekadosh Shliach Tzibur, B'leil Shabbos Yom Tov. The Chazan makes Kiddush in Shuls, that's what the Gemara is referring to. It's a minute that till today, generally, Nosach Ashkenaz Shuls do. Some Ashkenaz Shuls do, okay. Rav Omar, Yidei Kiddush Yotzu, Yidei Yayin Lo Yotzu. Rav says, the Yotzu Kiddush, when the Chazan goes and makes Kiddush in Shul, with that, you yoitz a kiddush al yayin. You do not need to make another kiddush over wine. Because Rav doesn't hold the kiddush has to be right before the meal, or that doesn't have to be followed by the meal. So therefore, you yoitz with the chazan's kiddush and shul. Yidayayin lo yotzu, he says, the brocha gofen, since you are yoitz a kiddush, you will taste a little bit of wine in shul, because the mitzvah is that everybody should be toyim from kosher brocha. When somebody makes kiddush, mitzvah and a mufcher, the best way is that each person should be toyim from the Kodesh of Brocha, should take a little bit. So if you drank a little bit of wine in shul, you come home, you want to drink more wine, you have to make another hagofen. That's the yayin lo yotzu. You're not yotzu the hagofen that you made in shul for the wine you want to drink at home because of the shinim makom, because you went from one house, from the Beis HaKnesses, to your home, to your house. It's a hetzach hadas, that's the dinim of shinim makom, which we're not going to discuss now. Shmuel omar afidei kiddush nami lo yotzu. Shmuel says, you're not yotzu the hagofen, you're also not yotzu kiddush. Why? So the Gemara is going to explain, because Shmuel holds that Kiddush has to be followed by a Suda, as we all know. So the Gemara then asks, Rav, Lomeli, Lekudushe, Beise. According to Rav, if you eat a Kiddush in Shul, so why do you make Kiddush again at home? I mean, you daven in Shul, you don't come home and daven all over again. You daven already in Shul, and you eat it. So the Gemara says, true, according to Rav, you don't need to make Kiddush again at home. It's only Lohotzi, Bonav, Bnei Beisoi, it's amongst your family. If you have a wife and children at home who weren't in Shul, so you make Kiddush of them. But in Ochanami, you hear Kiddush in Shul, you eat the Kiddush for Friday night, for Shabbos, Yom Tov, etc. That's according to Rav. And to Shul, Shmuel Gemara asks the obvious question: if you're not eating Kiddush in Shul, Shmuel, Lomeli Lekudusha Beknishta, what's the point of making Kiddush in Shul? If you're not Yotza, it's very strange. Yeah, you're making Kiddush and you're not Yotza because there's no Suda. So the Gemara says, Lafukke Orchim Dechavosom, to be Moitzi the guests. The Kiddush and Shul, the purpose of the Kiddush and Shul is simply because there's guests in Shul who don't have a house to go to, and you want to be moiti them, the ochlu, the shosu, the gonav, the beknishta, they eat, drink, and sleep in Shul, and for them they're going to have a Suda right after davening, and the Kiddush you make at the end of davening is for them. That's the Gemara says. Just on a side note, Tosfos over there asks the Kasha, which, how can people eat and drink and sleep in Shul? There's a Gemara, Megillah, Alocha, that Bat Knesis, Mat Medroshos, Shuls and Beis Medrash and Eichemem and Shoysim Behem, Bein Yeshenim Behem, you're not allowed to eat, drink, or sleep in them, so how can the guests sleep in Shul? That's Tosfos' question, that's a number of the Rishonim asked the question, and a couple of years back, I gave a Shir and Torah away on this subject, just in case anybody remembers. Tosfos' answers, they didn't actually eat and drink in the Shul, it was the room next to the Shul, that's the Teretz of Tosfos. That's correct, yeah, that's right. Pesach night, we say everybody, Afilonish Bistrol says the Mishnah, we have to make sure everybody has Arbakosis, and therefore, if you're in a tamkoi, Stoga has to provide everybody with Arbakosis, and maybe it's unnecessary to make a Kiddush.
If you're coming home,
if you hold your Yotzin, there's no such thing as Kiddush Bukhim Sudas. You make Kiddush already, there's no reason to make Kiddush again, that's going to Rav. But we don't hold like that, we hold like Shmuel, that Kiddush has to become Sudas, so the Kiddush in Shul. You're not Yotza. The only people are Yotza, the Urchim, the Ethan Shul. That is the Gemara, which is straightforward, and I imagine people are familiar. Yeah. Why, nowadays, where there's no guests in the Shul, why are some people still making Kiddush? So that Be'ez Hashem we'll get to a little bit later. The question I want to ask, it's not on the Gemara, but it's from this Gemara. The question from this Gemara, and if I can first say over, Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, which is Halacha of Kiddush, if you would Gimel, Mechaber writes that Mekadosh Tzorach Litoy Meloy Lugmov, the Mekadosh has to drink, when you make Kiddush, it's not good enough just to make Kiddush over the cup of wine, you actually have to drink. And Meloy Lugmov, the Meloy Lugmov means both cheeks full of wine, whole mouth full of wine. Not literally Meloy Lugmov, Kitzel has a certain Sheva, Rubo de Revius, which is Rav Revius. Majority of Revius, you have to drink a Rav Revius of the cup of wine. In order to be to Kiddush, it's a Gemara in Usam Sochim, Tafko Zayin, that says that it's a brisa, im shosom lelugmov yotso, im lav lo yotso. If you drank lelugmov, you ate a kiddush. If you didn't drink lelugmov, you're not, you ate a kiddush. That's the Gemara, and that's halacha and shulchan aruch. Then halacha yudalit, the mechaber continues, and brings three shittas. The first shitta he brings the shitta of the Rosh and the Tosfos, which l'chore is the Ikar Adin, which is that it doesn't have to be the mechaber himself drinking the lelugmov. Rather, also echad ben amasubin. Hod tzor lelugmov, it doesn't have to be the person making kiddush drinking the lelugmov. As long as somebody who's been yotze with the kiddush drinks meloy lelugmov, so then the kiddush works. So if you're at home and you're making kiddush, according to the shitta, for whatever reason you don't want to drink the wine, you're on a diet and it's not healthy, it's too much sugar, so you can have somebody else drink meloy lelugmov of the wine. That's the first shitta, and with that you are yotze kiddush.
Could you have many people drinking a sip?
The second shitta is the shitta of the Ritva, that is Yesh Omrim, that Bein Kulon, between all the people having the wine, because again, one person has to have a Meloy Lugmov, and then ideally everybody's supposed to taste the wine, it's a mitzvah and a mufcha, the Torah and Kosher proper, and they don't eat Meloy Lugmov, obviously, as we all know from the Maisa, everybody takes a little sip of the wine. The Chav brings the second shitta, which is the Ritva in Erevin, quoting Tosfos, it's not our Tosfos, because now Tosfos says the other way around, but the Ritva holds that as long as between all the people who took a small sip, you have one Meloy Lugmov, you have a Roy Revius that was drunk, so then that is good enough. That's good enough. So that's the second shitta. And then the Machaber brings a third shitta, the shitta of the Goyinim. They say, Goyinim Sovrim, that the Mekadosh himself has to drink Meloy Lugmov. The person making Kiddush has to drink the Meloy Lugmov. You can't have somebody else drinking Meloy Lugmov for you. And although it's a clear Gemara, what's mashman the Gemara in Erevin, that it doesn't have to be the person making the bracha drinks the Meloy Lugmov, so the Goyim hold this is dafka by Kiddush. By Kiddush is a special din, different ways to understand why, but so I'd say simply because the Kiddush is the Raisa in principle, Kiddush is a special din, that the Mekadosh himself has to drink Meloy Lugmov according to the Goyinim, and the Mechaber writes, B'roi Lochash Ledevrayim, it's correct to be Choshash for their words. So it's really a straightforward Halacha and Shulchan Aruch that it's best, L'chatchila, one should drink, the Mekadosh, the one who makes Kiddush should drink the Shir from the Kois. That's the Din of Shulchan Aruch. By Abdullah, it's not necessary that it's the Mekadosh himself, it could be somebody else, and by other mitzvahs ala Kois, by Sheva Brochas, it could be somebody else, or whatever it is. By Benjamin it could be somebody else, but by Kiddush the Goyim write that it should be the Mekadosh himself who drinks the wine. Roy Lochash and the Vrayim, and it's correct to follow the Goyim. That is the din of the Mechaber. If it's difficult, whatever, then you can certainly follow the other shitta, the shitta of the Rosh and the Jesus, that somebody has to bring Lugmov, and perhaps for Shaschak Godel, if it's a very difficult situation, etc., is what to rely on the Ritva that holds that it's good enough to have only lugman between all the other people. That's not the chila way to do it. There's no question. It's not the chila. Even according to the poskim, the amun noita to shitz the ritzva hold it's only b'di'evad of b'shasat kaka, not the chila to have only lugman between all the people. But in certain situations, if that's the only option, then you could have the second jit. The question I want to ask on the Goyinim is, seemingly, this Gemara is mashma. It doesn't. How did the Goyinim explain this Gemara? The Chazan makes Kiddush in Shul. The Gemara doesn't say clearly, explicitly, that the Chazan makes Kiddush. But the implication is the Chazan makes Kiddush. Certainly, the Rashbam, the Tosfos, the Rishonim explain the Gemara to mean that the Chazan makes Kiddush in Shul. Now, the Chazan can't drink the wine. Yeah, this is pointed out again by the Rosh and the Tosfos, I believe, over there in that Gemara. The Chazan can't drink the wine because... because he's not having the Suda. The Chazan is one of the locals, probably. He's not a guest, the Chazan. The Chazan is not having a Suda. So the Chazan is not Yoytza Kiddush. And because he's not Yoytza Kiddush, so he isn't allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Right? That's the din. Osiditim Koyim Kiddush. Osiditim Klum Koyim Kiddush. You're not allowed to even have a drink of water before Kiddush. It's interesting. I mean, it's straightforward. Alok and Jogh Norach. And passing the old Rishonim, it's not an explicit Gemara. It's mashma from two Gemaras. Either way, that's accepted that the Gemara, Medina the Gemara, it's forbidden to have anything before Kiddush. So you can't eat before Kiddush. The Chazan's not Yoytza Kiddush. So he, if he's not Yoytza Kiddush, seemingly he can't drink even the cup of wine because he's not allowed to drink before Kiddush. So who's drinking the cup of wine? It must be, as a number of Rishonim point out explicitly, it must be the Urchim. It must be one of the guests who's being Yoytza Kiddush is the one drinking the cup of wine. So, yet the Goyim hold it doesn't work. The Goyim hold Kiddush, the Mekadosh has to drink the cup of wine. So that's the kasha that a number of the Achronim ask, or more correctly answer, on the Goyim. In other words, I want to share with you the reason I'm excited about the kasha is because we have three of the...
You were talking earlier, you would be when he's actually Yoytza.
Okay, so that's very good. That's one of the two rutim. The question is, again, let me just sum up the question in simple words. The Gemara seems to imply that the Chazan is making Kiddush, and the Pashtus, the Chazan, is not allowed to drink the wine. So who's drinking the wine? One of the guests is drinking the wine. So seemingly the simple pshat of the Gemara is that we have one person making Kiddush and a second person drinking the wine. Yet there's a shitta of the Goinim, which the Mechaber says one should follow, the Chila, that the Mekadosh has to drink the wine. So how do we reconcile this Gemara according to the Goinim? That is the Kasha, and interestingly, three of the Gdolei Achronim, three of the greatest of the Achronim, shtel on this Kasha. They don't necessarily ask the question explicitly, but they answer the question. In other words, you can see they're bothered by this question. And they are, to run go through, the Bi'ar Gra, Shulchan Aruch, the Kiveiga, also in the Zagoyes Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch Arach. That's the three Tirutzim I want to share, and hope to learn some things on the way. We give it to a cotton, but that is nowadays where there are no Urchim in the shul. Yes, if we still make it to shul, we give it to a cotton. But in the olden days, at first of all, let's say this. Nowadays, the Kiddush we make, nobody's being Yoytza, so it's not such a question. Because it's not a valid Kiddush. Why we still do it? It has to be discussed, and as we'll get to it. But then we're talking about a valid Kiddush. A valid Kiddush that was made in shul for the Urchim. So seemingly, it has to follow the dinim of Kiddush. So according to the Goyim, one of the dinim is, the Mekadosh himself has to drink the cup of wine. That's the kasha.
The reach
drinks. That's the
poshtim shot.
That could very good. Okay, so because you point that out, we'll start with the Bi'ar Gra. When the Bi'ar Gra, Shulchan Aruch, when he said, according to this shitta, when he brings the Goyim, he's bothered by this question, and he says, "Hein the Hein Pirshu." The Bi'ar Gra says, "They, the Goyim, must explain the Gemara to Echad Min Aruchim Bekadosh." That it's one of the guests making Kiddush and Shul. That's the way, according to the Gra, that's the way the Goyim are going to have to explain this Gemara. That it's not the Shliach Tzibur making Kiddush, it's one of the guests. Yeah? I think it's a little bit of a doichuk. First of all, to the Kibta, but it's a little bit of a doichuk, I think, because the Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, what's the point of the Kiddush and Shul? The Gemara answers, La Fuki Erkin, the Ochim Shots of God and Bekinishta. We might see the guests. If the story was that one of the guests was making Kiddush, I mean, then it's obvious. It's not like the Chaz. What's the point of Kiddush and Shul? There's people eating in Shul and they're making Kiddush. What was the question of Chachila? The Gemara, it's a little bit of a doichim in the Gemara.
The Reach is where he's eating.
No, the Gemara, the Reach that eats in the Shul. He eats and sleeps in the Shul. So that's what he's eating. So the Gemara says the Goyim must explain the Mekadosh has to drink the wine. So it must be that the guest made Kiddush, like somebody here also suggested. The difficulty is, if that's the case, I think there's a little bit shver in the Gemara, because the Gemara wouldn't chayra ask if that was the story. It's one of the guests in the Kiddush and Shul. The Gemara wouldn't go and ask, what's the point? And then the answer, I'll tell you what the point is of the guests. I mean, if the guests making Kiddush, they're following with his meal. So it's okay. But anyway, that's the way the Gra deals with the question. Then we have Rabbi Kibbeiga, who says two terutzim. Rabbi Kibbeiga is not on this, isn't on this halacha. It's on a different halacha, Siman Reisha and Gimel, where Reisha and Gimel is the Siman discussing Kiddush with Suda. And over there, there's a din from the Rosh and the Tosfos that although you have to have Kiddush B'Mekom Suda, what about if the people, let's just talk practical. I'm in shul, and somebody's asked me to make Kiddush, but I'm not interested in eating because I'm on a diet, and all the food that's serving in shul is cakes, and it's not very healthy, so I don't want to eat, so I'm not going to have a Suda. So can I make Kiddush for everybody else that has a Suda? Yeah, so that's the din in Shulvaras and Reish HaGimel Siv Dalet. That if the Mekadosh isn't having the Suda, it's still okay. Why? Because the people that are listening, and the Yotzer, the Mitzvah, they have a Suda, so it's okay. In other words, yeah, that's the deal. So I can ensure them ask to make Kiddush, I can make Kiddush, and without the intention of eating, because all the people are being Yotzer Kiddush, they're going to eat, and therefore it's a valid Kiddush. That's the deal. How can I make Kiddush if Yotzer others, if I'm not being Yotzer? So, because the general divide is, more Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Birch Mitzvah, Sabrach on a Mitzvah, I'm able to Moitzi somebody, if I was Yotzer ready, or if I don't have intention to be Yotzer, I'm still able to Moitzi somebody else. Right? Shkia Shafer, Rosh Hashanah on the way to Shul this year, I was walking to Shul, and I bumped into a Yid on the way, who was standing outside his office from work. He wasn't planning to go to Shul, and he wasn't going to listen to Shafer, so I blew the Shafer for him on my way to Shul, before I davened. I didn't want to be Yotzer then, the mitzvah of Kiyah Shefer, because I wanted to be Yotzer without, that I should be Yotzer in the right place, without a hefzik, saying all the kapitel achtilim and all the things we say, and that there shouldn't be a hefzik between the first gears and the second gears. So I had in mind not to be Yotzer. I'm doing the mitzvah with the kavanah not to be Yotzer. But I'm still able to make the bracha for him, etc., because birchas mitzvahs, he'll be Yotzer, even though you're not now filling the mitzvah. Birchas anenin, the din is, not so birchas anenin, you can't be moiti somebody with a bracha without moiti if you're not eating, right? So seemingly Kiddush has two elements. There's the birchas mitzvahs, there's the bracha of Kiddush, which makes sense that I can be moiti without being yotzer, but there's also agofen. How am I moiti people with agofen without being yotzer? So here the Rishonim will say that that's okay, because Kiddush, what's the logic? What's the logic that birchas mitzvahs you can be moiti even when you're not yotzer? Since the other person is mechuyev, so you have a responsibility to moiti him. That responsibility is as if you're fulfilling part of your mitzvah. Yeah, that's the Nevarimus. It's as if you're fulfilling part of your mitzvah because you're responsible to be moiti him. Whereas an end, you have no responsibility to make the bracha for him because he doesn't need to eat. So there's no chiyuv. Kiddush, although agafen is a brichas anenin, but some learn it has a din of brichas mitzvahs, but even, and it's a chelik of Kiddush, but even if you learn it's just a brichas anenin, but nevertheless it's a brichas anenin which the person is mechuyev to hear. He has to hear. And therefore you can make this agafen even when you're not drinking the wine. That's straightforward. That's what Mechaber points out in Reisha and Gimel Sif Dalet. And the Mechaber goes on to point out, again from the Rishonim, from the Rosh, that make sure if you be mechuyev to others not to drink the wine, give somebody else to drink the wine. Okay, so that's the din of Shulchan Aruch. I'm asked in Shabbos morning or Friday night to make Kiddush for others. I'm not interested in eating right now. I could make Kiddush, somebody else would drink the wine. So Rabbi Kibbeiga is bothered, I have a theory. How come in Reisha and Aleph the Mechaber writes the Chetchila to follow the Shitta of the Goyinim, not to when you make Kiddush, drink the wine yourself? And over here he's comfortable that you should make the Kiddush for somebody else. And make it to somebody else, you're not Yotzer, evidently you're not drinking the wine, and the Mechaber doesn't point out to be Machaber not to do so. So that's the question Rabbi Kibbeiga asks. So Rabbi Kibbeiga says two tirutzim. No, he says one teretz to this question, but two tirutzim to the original question. The teretz to this question, he says, somebody pointed it out over here, that there's a difference. The Goyim's din that you have to drink the wine, it's a chiddush, this far as Rabbi Kibbeiga. He says this. If I'm making chiddush and somebody else is being yotzer, so then we look at it that I'm the mekadosh, and there's somebody else taking a ride on my chiddush. If I'm the mekadosh, I have to drink the wine. The mekadosh has to drink the wine. If, however, I'm making Kiddush for somebody else and I'm not being Yotzer, we look at it like he's the Mekadosh. Mikri Heim Mekadoshim. They are the ones making Kiddush. When you make Kiddush for other people, it's considered that you're saying you're their Shliach. You're saying the words for them, but they are the ones who make Kiddush. You're not Yotzer Kiddush, so it's not called you're the Mekadosh. It's called they're the Mekadosh. And therefore, they are allowed to drink the wine. So if I'm in Shul and the way we keep it against the Institute of Goyim. If I'm in shul and I'm asked to make Kiddush, I'm not interested in eating anything, so I'm only making Kiddush to be moitzi others, then I don't need to drink the wine. I can give somebody else to drink the wine. If, however, I'm at home and I'm by my Shabbos table and I'm having my soda, I'm being Yotze Kiddush. It's just I don't want to drink the wine because I'm on a diet and the wine is too much sugar. So then I cannot, according to the Goyim, give the wine to somebody else to drink in that situation because I'm being Yotze Kiddush as well. So therefore, I'm the Mekadosh, so I have to drink the wine myself. That's the first territory of Kibeka. And he says, let me prove it to you. He says, look at the Gemara in our Psachim. It says the Chazan makes Kiddush and the Urchim Ayotze. Well, who drinks the wine? Obviously the Urchim. One minute the Goyim will say, you know, I have to. The Goyim will say the Mekadosh has to drink the wine. It must be, says Rabbi Kibeka, that I'm right. It must be that there's a chiluk when you're Yotze Kiddush or not. The Gemara, it's okay for the Chazan to be Moitzi the others, because in that, and they drink the wine because he's Bechlal not being Yotze the Kiddush. That is the teretz of Kibeka. Kibeka then says the second teretz, which is that perhaps the Urchim go Lishitosom. The Gator brings a din, brought Chumara, Chayra, Gainim, the Gainim taught that Kiddush from Bem Suda, although the Kiddush has to be followed by Suda, the Suda doesn't have to be passed. It can even be shit, it can be also a Chamishis Minidogon, it can be Zainus, and not only that, it can even be a Revius Yain. It can even be a Revius of wine. It's Machloikis, if you're going to hold, you need a Revius, or Mloilugum plus a Revius, but Lachorim Ikra din, we would hold that the going to hold, if you drink a Revius of wine, that Revius counts as the Kiddush Bem Suda. This is relevant to some people who can't have gluten, etc. They can't have any wheat, they can't have any Mazonis even, so they want to be able to Kiddush, so they make sure after Kiddush to drink a Revius of wine, and that is the Suda, the Kiddush Bem Suda. That's the Halacha, that's straightforward. That's the din of the going. So perhaps, says Rav Kibeka, the reason the Chazan make Kiddush and Shul is not, like I said, according to Goyim, it's not like I said before that it's okay. You always have to drink the wine, even if you be Moitzi others. The reason they make Kiddush and Shul is because he drank Revius wine and with that he was Yotze. Okay, so I just want to sum up where we're holding and then go to the fourth Teretz. The first Teretz was the Grove says the Chazan could make Kiddush and Shul for the people and not drink the wine, even according to the Goyim. No, he can't. According to the Grove, you can't. The Gemara doesn't mean the Chazan did it. It means one of the Urchim did it. Rabbi Kiva Ega says, in one Teretz, he says, in both Teretz, he says, the Chazan did it. How is it okay? One story is that maybe it's okay. It's okay for the Chazan to make, since he is not being Yotze, he doesn't have to drink the wine. It's a Chiddush. The second one, which is also the Kimta, a bit difficult to say in the Gemara, is that the Chazan actually drank a Revius of wine, and with that he was Yotze, he is Kiddush Bem Suda.
Then he couldn't make Kiddush at home after that.
And, well, the thing is, Afbish Yotze Moitzi, and the Gemara is straightforward that it's okay. The only thing is, the Bahag writes that the Halacha Paskal that if the Bnei Bayis can make Kiddush himself, then you shouldn't make Kiddush for them. But first of all, it's not before the Gemara, it's not the Kiddush that. Not Lavdak up with the other going to hold that.
If he doesn't have Bnei Bayis, he lives by himself.
Then obviously not, yeah, that's right, he was Yotze. There's no Kiddush, they don't make Kiddush any problem.
Why was he Yotze when he drank one cup of wine?
Because according to the Goyim, if you drank a full Revius, according to some of Lugmov Revius, that counts as a Suda as well. Not Lugmov. You can't drink what you usually drink, just the Roy Revius. You have to drink a full Revius. That full Revius counts as the Mekayim Suda.
Is there issue to make a Kiddush again?
If you're Yotze, make a Kiddush again, it's a Brachah Matalah, for sure. Yeah.
The children drink the wine. So
that's nowadays, because there's no guests, yeah?
So has he done anything by making a bracha for kids who don't really need
So let me... So I believe I'll get to that. I'll get to quite... I plan to say quite a lot in the next 5 minutes. We'll see how what happens. I hope to get to that. The next Teretz is the Teretz of Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav is a sefer which is straightforward. It's like a double act. It's a sefer that does two things at once. On the one hand, it's written to be halachas, halachas, simply to tell you it's like a halachas sefer. At the same time, the wording is worded very, very carefully, in a penedical way, in a way that he puts into the words tirutzim, answers for all the kashas, or many of the kashas that you'll pick up when you learn the sugya. So Melo, we have a Be'eshit of a Goyim, and it's shver, at least a little shver from a Gemara, so I was expecting, when I look inside, when I see how he words the Goyim, you'll see hiding the Teretz. And I think I found it over here as well. In Simon Kuv Tzadik, when he brings the decision to go in the first time, he writes that he's right. Generally, Kuv Tzadik is discussing Koishal Bracha and Mosul. Generally, when it comes to Koishal Bracha, the person making the Bracha doesn't need a drink. Rather, Echad Min HaMasubin, anybody can drink Bnei Lugmov. However, when it comes to Kiddush, but he writes that this is the notion. Our Kiddush of a bias of Miyotzi Dechavosoi, the Kiddush you're making at home, Yesh Omerim, the Goinim, right, that you have to drink the Koish yourself. He brings the shit to the Goinim, but he words it interestingly. First of all, he explains the goyim in an interesting way. He says the goyim hold you have to drink it a kiddush. Why? Because the Gemara Darshan and Zokas Yom Shabbos Kachos a chayli yayin. So chayli yayin doesn't mean remember it over a cup of wine. It means remember it over drinking wine. Usually, kiddush on a close to the konas chachamim that you make the bracha over a cup of wine. Here, the goyim learned it's a chayli yayin. You remember you make kiddush over the shtiyas yayin. According to the goyim, so according to them, you have to drink over it. But the way he words it is as a kiddush of a beisoy. And this is, in other words, he sort of avoids the question of holding the goyim is only for kiddush in your house and not for kiddush in shul. So it's a teretz. I don't understand the teretz. In other words, he makes a chiluk, seemingly from the word of the beisoy. Kiddush in shul, the mekadosh doesn't have to drink, even when people are being eitzah, and kiddush at home, the mekadosh has to drink. So I have a teretz, but I don't understand the teretz, and I want to share with you where I think maybe the pshat. I mean, sometimes give a moshul, when you have a chiluk, it's not good enough to have a chiluk, you have to understand the chiluk. Sometimes give a moshul, somebody asked, one person threw a ball on the wall, on the window, and the window didn't break, the second person threw a ball on the window, and it broke. What's the difference? Somebody will tell you the difference is, this was a red ball, this is a blue ball. Is it a good chiluk? It's a good difference? It's a very big difference. The difference between red and blue is very, very clear. But the difference doesn't influence the result, right? You can't just find the chiluk. You have to understand how the chiluk somehow answers the question. So he answers, kiddush for beis is one thing, and kiddush ala koi, and kiddush for beis knesset is another thing. But so he's given a chiluk, but how does the chiluk answer the question? Kiddush is kiddush. So b'kitzer, I have to do this tremendous b'kitzer, but I think the pshat is like this. That how come now we make kiddush in shul? The Rosh and the Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Gospel Bible is all right that nowadays if you make kiddush in shul, it's a bracha batola. The whole purpose of kiddush was to be moitzi to the guests. There's no guests, it's a bracha batola. That's it. So how can we make kiddush in shul? So we rely, those who make kiddush in shul rely on a different set of Rishonim. It's the Ran and the Rashba and the Rambam and the Tshuva, that the Magen Mishnah, that they write that the kiddush in shul is like many tikkunos of Chazal. Hechad it can after the Chazal made an tikkun, even when the reason is this battle, it disappears. So, for example, we say the Rashi brings the example of Zoros Hashatz. Zoros Hashatz is to be moiti people the Tvila, and if there's nobody to be moiti, you still make Duke of Zoros Hashatz, because the tikkun of Chazal. What's the machloikas over here? I believe the machloikas is like this, and it's mashma very clearly in the words. Tosfos and the Rosh understand that kiddush and shul is technicality. There's no tikkun of kiddush and shul, it's technicality. When there's people in shul, guests, you have to make kiddush. When there's no guests, you never make kiddush in shul. The kiddush was just a technical thing. There was not a kono of kiddush in shul. However, the other Rishonim obviously evidently understand that there's a takono. And the words of the Ran, the takono lebatel, lebatel, the takono is also mkoimoi. And after it's instituted. So they learn kiddush in shul is a takono. If we understand it like that, the second way, the kiddush in shul is a takono, is a takana. So then, when they made the takana, what was the reason for the takana authority? So, the chatchila, this takana has different rules. The whole takana was made, it's a different, there's two dinim. The metakan kiddush at home, and the metakan kiddush shul, like the metakan chazar shatz, has rules and regulations. They institute the kiddush and shul. What's the purpose of the kiddush? You might see guests. So the goyim are going to hold that kiddush. The person has to drink, it's impossible. The whole point of the chazar making kiddush is you might see the guests. So obviously, they institute it in a way that the chatchila, that the chazar makes the kiddush, and the guest drinks, and everything is fine. That's the kiddush and shul. Kiddush at home is a different takana. It's the takana, the original takana of making kiddush. And there, the goyim hold, there's a day, you know, kiddush basic lessons. Unfortunately, the clock beat me today. Have a good day.
Yeah.